At Wimbledon 2010, John Isner and Nicola Mahut broke 12 tennis records on accident. Each simply intended to win. Neither could have known they would be so incredibly evenly matched. So evenly matched and stubborn, they'd play an 11-hour tennis match over 3 days, the longest in history. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The internet. What would we do without it?
So much information, so little time. And yet, with all the answers available online, there still lie scores of deep, dark, spooky secrets.
Mysteries yet to be solved, until now. This isn't clickbait. This is our exclusive new podcast, Internet Urban Legends. I'm Loie, your evidence expert.
And I'm Eleanor, the self-proclaimed skeptic. Together, we're the gruesome twosome, sleuths in search of the weirdest stories on the web.
Every Tuesday, we investigate the internet's creepiest conundrums, covering each conspiracy theory and combing through every clue to separate hoax from haunt.
Whether it's the video sure to make you lose your appetite, Blank Room Soup,
or every kid's worst nightmare, the terrifying truth behind Disney's deaths,
or every parent's worst nightmare, social media's Momo Challenge.
Each episode of Internet Urban Legends is chock full of disturbing details which are either truly demented or ripe for debunking.
And no matter our conclusion, we're sure to be left scared half to death. So won't you join us?
Follow our new Spotify original from Parcast, Internet Urban Legends. Listen free and exclusively on Spotify.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement.
Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
On Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010, at 6:13 p.m., Nicola Mahut and John Isner step onto the green grass of Court 18 at Wimbledon. Their pairing is completely random. Neither player is well known. They are two lower-ranked pros meeting in the first round of Wimbledon. This is not a match any tennis fans are anticipating, but it will be one they remember. Now, if you're not a tennis buff and wondering how one match can go for 11 hours, here's a little rundown. A game is the smallest increment of tennis, and each game must be won by at least 2 points. The first player to win 6 games wins their set. And again, you have to win a set by 2. And to win the whole match, it's the best 3 out of 5 sets. And in a match, the final set must be won by 2 games. And the match continues for as long as it takes until that happens. Or at least it used to. More on that later. So after 3 hours of initial play and back-to-back tiebreakers, this rule of two in tennis is starting to rear its ugly head and extend what should be a basic first-round matchup into a long, long day. Soon, it's after 9 p.m., and the ref, the real hero here, calls it for the night. They'll resume play for the 5th and final set in the morning. June 23rd dawns, and the match continues. Brown spots soon begin to grow on the court, where the men's feet and bouncing tennis balls have beaten down and killed the grass. About 30 minutes later, the score is tied again, 6-6. And the set goes on like this, and on, and on, and on. For hours, that pesky rule of two keeps either player from winning. Between games, both players switch out their rackets, their shoes, and probably dozens of custom Wimbledon sweat towels. As the 5th set drags into multiple hours, audience members drift in and out. The game now, a first-round matchup between two minor players, is making international news. At 47-47, the scoreboard malfunctions. It wasn't designed for numbers that high. Still, the game continues. Finally, after 7 hours and 6 minutes, the ref calls it again. Go home for the night. The score currently 59-59. On Thursday, June 24th, 2010, John and Nicola returned to Court 18 to resume the never-ending set five. On day three, their serves are still flying at 135 miles per hour. An hour in, it's match point in favor of John. John goes in for a slower final backhand, hoping Nicola will be caught off guard. He is, he misses, John wins the point, the game, the set, and finally, the match. He rolls on his back in celebration, then jumps up, surprised he still had the energy to jump, and then he meets Nicola for an embrace over the net. It's 4:47 p.m. on Thursday, 46 hours, 39 minutes after the first serve, 183 games, 980 points, and 11 hours, 5 minutes of play time later, it's over. Not surprisingly, both men lose their next games. They gave this one their all and then some. The game sets the record for the longest match, most games in a set, longest set, and top scorers in a match. And because of this match, in 2019, Wimbledon cements John and Nicola's records when they establish a new rule, a fifth set tiebreaker. After a score of 12-12, the next point wins. No more winning by two. And now no one will ever have to play tennis that long again. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on this story, you can watch the full 11-hour match on Wimbledon's YouTube channel. In addition to Wimbledon, we found coverage by ESPN and AmericanTennisPros.com incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feat stars Dan Cummins.